More storms are expected in the San Joaquin Valley this weekend, and although some may be enjoying the abnormal showers in May, Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports stone fruit farmers are taking a hit.
When Akiko Masumoto was 9 years old, she remembers hail pouring down on her family's organic peach and nectarine farm. It was the end of June.
We lost 95% of our crop in a 7-minute hailstorm.
Now as an adult, Masumoto is reliving that experience.
Last Sunday, I was standing in my kitchen and looking out in horror as rain turned into hail on our farm.
This time, she says the hail lasted 9 minutes. The Masumoto family farm was covered in small drops of ice. She immediately went out to the fields, and she says her heart broke.
Looking at our little tiny green peaches and nectarines that aren't quite yet ready for harvest and the fruit that was hit, you can see like pockmarks and open wounds from the hail.
Masumoto says so far she estimates a 10 to 25% loss of stone fruit. For peaches and nectarines, hail is a lot more damaging than rain. But when it comes to cherries, the constant showers at this time of year can destroy a crop.
What it does is it makes the cherry blit and makes it unmarketable at that point.
That's Ryan Jacobson, the CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau. He says on the western side of Fresno County, the hail and wind has also wiped out some tomato and cotton stalk crops.
The San Joaquin Valley is the food capital of the nation for one particular reason. We can grow things here that just truly can't be grown in other parts of the country. And it's because of our very long, dry growing season.
It's too soon to tally up the damage, but Jacobson says if the showers keep up, more crops will be destroyed. Officials at the National Weather Service in Hanford predict more thunderstorms this weekend throughout the valley with possibilities of hail. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.